Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 2, text number 7. Karpanya dosha pahatasya bhava prachchami tvam dharma samudha chetaha yatraya shyam yastitam bruhitan me shishasteham shariman tvam putana. Speak English? Translation. Now I am confused about my duty and have lost all composure because of miserly weakness. In this condition, I am asking you to tell me for certain what is best for me. Now I am your disciple, and a soul surrendered unto you, please instruct me. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. By nature's own way, the complete system of material activities is a source of perplexity for everyone. In every step there is perplexity, and therefore it behooves one to approach a bona fide spiritual master who can give one proper guidance for executing the purpose of life. All Vedic literatures advise us to approach a bona fide spiritual master to get free from the perplexities of life, which happen without our desire. They are like a forest fire that somehow blazes without being set by anyone. Similarly, the world situation is such that perplexities of life automatically appear without our wanting such confusion. Nobody wants fire, and yet it takes place, and we become bewildered, perplexed. The Vedic wisdom therefore advises that in order to solve the perplexities of life and to understand the science of the solution, one must approach a spiritual master who is in the disciplic succession. A person with a bona fide spiritual master is supposed to know everything. One should not therefore remain in material perplexities, but should approach a spiritual master. This is the purport of this verse. Who is the man in material perplexities? It is he who does not understand the problems of life. In the Brihad Aranyaka Upanishad 3.8.10, the perplexed man is described as follows. Yo va etad aksharam gargya dit vatsmal lokat praiti sarkripanaha. He is a miserly man who does not solve the problems of life as a human, and who thus quits this world like the cats and dogs without understanding the science of self-realization. This human form of life is a most valuable asset for the living entity who can utilize it for solving the problems of life. Therefore, one who does not utilize this opportunity properly is a miser. On the other hand, there is the brahmana, or he who is intelligent enough to utilize this body to solve all the problems of life. Yaitat aksharam gargi vidit vasmal lokat praiti sabrahmanaha. The kripanas, or miserly persons, waste their time in being overly affectionate for family, society, country, etc. in the material conception of life. One is often attached to family life, namely to wife, children, and other members, on the basis of skin disease. The kripana thinks that he is able to protect his family members from death, or the kripana thinks that his family or society can save him from the verge of death. Such family attachment can be found even in the lower animals who take care of children also. Being intelligent, Arjuna could understand that his affection for family members and his wish to protect them from death were the causes of his perplexities. Although he could understand that his duty to fight was awaiting him, still on account of miserly weakness, he could not discharge the duties. He is therefore asking Lord Krishna, the Supreme Spiritual Master, to make a definite solution. He offers himself to Krishna as a disciple. He wants to stop friendly talks. Friend, talks between the master and the disciple are serious, and now Arjuna wants to talk very seriously before the recognized spiritual master. Krishna is therefore the original spiritual master of the science of Bhagavad Gita, and Arjuna is the first disciple for understanding the Gita. How Arjuna understands the Bhagavad Gita is stated in the Gita itself, and yet foolish mundane scholars explain that one need not submit to Krishna as a person, but to the unborn within Krishna. There is no difference between Krishna as within and without, and one who has no sense of this understanding is the greatest fool in trying to understand Bhagavad Gita. Karpanya dosha pahatasvabhava vichchami tvam dharma samuda chetaha yachtrayam syan nischitam bruhitam me shishasteham sharimam tvam prapanam. Om Gyanatamidam Dasya Gyananjana Shalaka Chakshura Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So, Arjuna is finally becoming intelligent at this point. Up until this point, he is fool. Fool number one. Because he's trying to solve his own problems by himself, with his own mind and intelligence. It's like someone who has some, let's say he has a big boil on his side. Okay? You know what a boil is? Boil, it's an infection. Big, serious infection. So, instead of going to a doctor, he tries to figure it out himself. Well, maybe it'll go away, maybe I'll put some ice on it, or, you know, he speculates. So that speculation may seem very good, even amongst his friends. He may convince his friends, I'm going to put some ice on it, or I'm going to spray some Bactine on it. Everything will be okay. And his friends, who are similarly foolish like himself, may also agree that this is a very good plan. But they don't know that actually it's a very serious condition. And if he doesn't take help quickly, he may die. So similarly, our position is the same spiritually. We are in a very, very crucial, serious situation. We have the skin disease. What is the skin disease? Well, the first symptom of the skin disease is I think I'm this skin covering the bones and the blood. I think I'm this skin bag. That's the first. And the next stage of the disease is that I think that those whose skin happens to be somewhat related to mine, although it's questionable, but I think that my family members, my kith and kin, that they're also related to me and they're my family. And I have a lot of affection for them. First I have affection for my skin and bones, then I have affection for the skin and bones of my so-called family members. And then it expands from there, family attachment. Then the next stage of skin disease is I have a tremendous amount of affinity for all those who have skin and bones who live in the same proximity as my skin and bones lives. And if anyone comes to attack them, any of them, I will, you know, pay money to have the army attack them and kill them. This is national skin disease. So there's individual skin disease, family skin disease, national skin disease. Then there's human skin disease, humane society. We have to look out for the humans. It doesn't matter about the animals. We can eat them. but we have to care for the human. So then there's humane skin disease, black skin disease, white skin disease, Christian skin disease, Muslim skin, all kinds of skin diseases. And it's all based on illusion, because the first symptom of the disease is, I'm something I'm not. It's illusion. I'm not this skin. So because society now has gone so far in this disease, it's reached the stage of practically suicidal. Society is so far gone, we don't realize how serious the disease has become. We're killing our own children in the name of protecting against overpopulation. Formerly, this was, even in our lifetime, I can remember as a young person, that if someone committed an abortion, it was considered the most cruel thing anyone could ever do. Any mother that could do that to her own child, she had to go away. She had to leave the city. I remember there was some daughter of one of our family friends, and the daughter, you know, had to leave the city, could not come back. It was so considered such a horrible thing. Now it's quite acceptable. And we think we're progressing. Yes, we're progressing, but the disease is progressing. Diseases also progress. And as your disease continues to progress, you get closer and closer to death. So our society, although we're very proud of it, and we think we've advanced greatly, in America especially, we think we have the pinnacle of evolution. Just as the British Empire, with their friend Darwin, they thought they had achieved the highest level of evolution, the British species. Now the American species is considered to be the highest, and the proof is that we slaughter millions of animals heartlessly every year, every day, and we kill our own babies in the womb. This is the sign of our progress, skin disease. And there's many other signs. We could go on and on. There's thousands and thousands of symptoms of this disease, not just one or two. So we have to wake up and realize that we are entangled in a horrible situation, and we need immediate care. Emergency care. Not next week, not next year, not in the future lifetime, but now. Atato Brahma Jigyasa. Now. Atta means now. Now's the time to inquire about the Absolute Truth. To get ourselves extricated from this disease, to get cured. And in order to do that, we need an expert physician, and that expert physician is the spiritual master. Spiritual master is Krishna's mercy incarnation. Krishna is God, and Krishna is so kind that even if he's not personally present, he sends his representatives to give the medicine, to give the same solutions as Krishna is personally giving to Arjuna. In this case, Krishna was present on this planet 5,000 years ago, and he became the spiritual master of Arjuna. Arjuna was perplexed, Krishna became his spiritual master, and solved his problem. And very quickly, it doesn't have to take a long time. Just as going back to that example of the boil, which as soon as you go to the expert doctor, he takes one look, immediately makes the incision, and it's finished. But if you don't, and you go on speculating, then you'll burst or you'll die. So if we prefer due to our stubbornness to go on speculating. No, I'll figure it out. I'm almost there. If I get one more degree in college, then I'll have it all figured out. Or if I just, get another $1,000, another $1,000,000, no. This will not solve the problem. We must go to the expert spiritual master who cuts. And what is that cutting? Sadhu. Sadhu means one who cuts. He cuts with his words. He cuts out the nonsense. He cuts out the disease. He doesn't mince words. He's not just... It's like if you have a boil and you go to your grandmother, maybe she'll blow on it. She'll say, does it feel better, son? Feel better? Because boils are very... They're burning. They're very hot, painful. So if she blows on it, that doesn't solve the problem. You have to be serious. So the spiritual master speaks serious words. And the first thing that Krishna told Arjuna is, you're speaking learned words, but you're lamenting about material things for what is not worthy of grief. You're lamenting over the body. You're caught up in the skin disease. You don't realize who you are. Know thyself. That is the instruction. First, we have to know who we are. So the first instruction in Bhagavad Gita is that you are spirit soul. I'm spirit soul. We're all eternal living beings. We're not this body. But we're thinking we're the body, and that's our disease. So we have to give up that conception. So what does it mean if I give up the conception of thinking I'm the body? It means I don't act like a body anymore. I act like a soul. What are the activities of the soul? The activities of the soul are service to the Supreme Spirit, Krishna. He's beyond bodily considerations. Well, does that mean he doesn't eat, or he doesn't sleep, or he doesn't mate, or he doesn't defend? Well, in the highest stage, yes. But in the preliminary stage, in our neophyte stage, it doesn't mean we give up eating, or we give up sleeping, or we give up mating or defending, but we minimize. Or we do it for Krishna. For example, eating. Instead of eating nonsense or eating food that is not fit for human consumption, we eat food that is offered first to Krishna. That's called prasadam. And instead of sleeping for 12 hours a day, we minimize it. 6 hours. And instead of mating or having sex just for the fun of it, we only participate in such activity for procreation within marriage. And instead of defending, always in a fearful condition, we depend on Krishna. And we don't try to hoard more than necessary, so we don't have to always be worried about who's going to steal something from me. Just like a sadhu. Saintly person, he's walking down the street. If someone comes, all right, give me everything you've got. Well, let's see. Would you like a cape? What would you like? He doesn't have, because he knows everything belongs to Krishna. So for himself, he lives very simply. And he knows that ultimately, whatever is given to me is meant to be used in Krishna's service. Therefore, he has no anxiety. So eating, sleeping, mating, and defending are minimized. And the majority of his time and energy are utilized for understanding the absolute truth. This is the activities of the spirit soul, to engage in loving service to Krishna. That loving service to Krishna is actually what the soul thrives on. We've all heard the saying, man does not live by bread alone. No, he has to have love. But real love is not what we find in this world in the name of love. Real love is in relationship with Krishna. So, any questions? An important point here is that having come to the conclusion that he was perplexed and bewildered, he accepted a humble position as a disciple, willing to be trained. And this should be our position also. We should all accept that. To find a bona fide spiritual master and then accept him and take instructions as a disciple and learn the science, how to get out of material miseries, how to solve the problems of life. And if one does that sincerely, then there will be no more difficulties. His life will be perfect, and he'll be transported to the spiritual world after giving up this body. This body, we will have to give up sooner or later. It's not permanent. But the soul does not die, and the soul then is transported according to our consciousness. If we have the consciousness of an animal, when we leave our body, we get the body of an animal. And if we have the consciousness of a spiritual person, then we go to the spiritual world and live with Krishna. Question? We're attached to family. Retirement was bingo and liquor. If we're told that we should leave family then, at a certain point. Seems like it's impossible. Yes, it is impossible. Unless one is on the higher platform of spiritual life, as knows all this illusion is so intricately bound up. It's called Hridaya Granti. Pungsa Hridaya Granti. The hearts, the male and the female hearts become entwined like knots. And then it gets more knots as you have children and grandchildren. It gets bigger knots. And the knot gets so entangled that you can't even untie it anymore. So then you have to cut. And therefore, this spiritual master cuts with sharp words. Cuts our attachment. How is it possible so many devotees now, they have cut their attachment to the material world? By hearing. They're hearing the sharp words of Krishna and the spiritual master. Their material attachments have been cut. There's no use trying to untie it. Better just cut it. That doesn't mean that we have no affection for wife, children, family, parents. No, we have affection. There naturally, there's some affection. But we have to understand, what is that affection based on? It's based on an illusion. That I'm this body, they're the body, and our bodies are related to each other. That's like if you happen to be driving down the street in a Volkswagen, and there's another Volkswagen in the next lane. So you drive for a few miles together and you start to become friends. Wow, we're Volkswagen. Isn't this great? We're brother Volkswagens. And you start to really feel happy having the other Volkswagen next to you. And then after, maybe it goes on for even an hour. And then the other Volkswagen suddenly goes off on an exit. And you cry, oh no, I've lost my Volkswagen friend. Isn't this silly? We would say that's silly, but it's the same thing we're doing. We've become attached to the bodies of our so-called loved ones due to this temporary affinity, temporary relationship. But it will come to an end, and it's all based on illusion. Any other? Okay, we'll stop there. Thank you very much. Bhagavad Gita as it is, ki jai.